What's up, everyone? Welcome to In The Room, the video series where I try a rig and try to mimic the sound of that rig in my room right here. Usually with demonstrations of guitar gear, you have a microphone on a cabinet or a microphone whatever, or you hook it direct into an audio interface or whatever. But in this series, it's all about getting a room tone. And my job is just to kind of portray how an amplifier and cabinet sounds in the room here with me, using a bunch of different microphones. You know, I will create a tone kind of resembles what I'm hearing right now. And today we have a couple of new contenders. We have the trusty old SM58 right there, the Neumann TLM-102 down there. Then we have two new friends today. We have this, which is Austrian Audio OC18. If you guys remember AKG, Austrian Audio is kind of like, you know, the engineer from that brand. And you know, it's their new brand, Austrian Audio. So this is the OC18 right there. Then I have a new Beyer Dynamic, and it's actually a dynamic microphone, not a ribbon microphone. It's the TGI-51. Supposedly, it's really good for micing up a cabinet. So that's what we're going to find out today. The rigger today is the Engel Savage with another new friend. Holy shit, all the news today, man. Just saying. Engel sent me this oversized XXL cabinet. It's a 4x12 with vintage 30 speakers. I'm trying to get a hold of more and more cabinets so I eventually can make a cabinet shootout. So this is the Engel 4x12 XL right there, and I'm really excited to try it out. Engel Savage 60, an incredible amplifier that you've probably seen before, but not in this setting right here. This is In The Room. What the? You know this sound right here? There's something in this building that is doing this. I don't know if it's like a compressor or, you know, the ventilation or whatever, but sometimes when I run my amplifiers, this is what it sounds like in the back. It sucks. So before you say like, oh, Ola, you should get like clean power and buy a Furman power conditioner. The problem is, this is all going through a Furman power conditioner. So it's supposed to be clean, but it's not. Maybe someone can help me out. What type of sound is that? Is that a lighting system? Sometimes it comes on and then it's gone. Now it's not gone. What up? What the f**k is this? Alright, so I think I got rid of almost everything. I put the noise gate, Boss noise suppressor in the effects loop of this amplifier. And this is what this rig sounds like in the room right here. Holy shit, how many minutes in? Like f**king 20 right here? F**king trying to figure this out. I'm sorry. Okay, let's play this thing. This amplifier sounds pretty fucking sick, to be honest. Is that thunder? Hello? The fuck is that? Oh, I didn't say what microphones I'm using in this video yet. So, I only mentioned these, but I also have my room microphones. The old RTF microphone over there, and the LeWitt stereo microphone over there. And I will showcase all of them in this video, and then I'll try and make a mix out of all of these microphones that will sound the most like what I'm feeling right here when I'm playing through this thing. Okay, good. We'll be right back. This amp has a very, very pleasant chug. Oh, now it's gone. Listen to that. Now that noise is gone. Now it's just a regular noise from having just a lot of gain. Check this out. Okay. That means that I can probably move this to the front now. Holy shit in my ass. I'm so sorry for this. But you guys know what's up. Okay. There's something in this building f***ing up my jive. I don't know what it is. I think now the noise is okay. This is just a lot of gain on this amplifier right here, but it's muting the input going into the whole preamp, okay? Holy shit, man. I mean, fuck. It's just, ugh. The gain on this thing is just so satisfying. And usually with the Savage, what I do is that I crank the rhythm gain and then adjust, you know, the absolute chunkness with the lead gain right here, okay? I mean, you don't need an overdrive for this. I have my Ibanez Tube Screamer down here, but I'm not using it. I don't need to. Let's use it. Anyways. That growl is just like, eh, you know, eh. Okay, let me do some leads. Pull down some mids, maybe. Lead boost. I mean, come on, just... Doesn't that just make you happy? So from what I'm noticing right here, comparing to my Mesa Oversize that I have over there, this has a little bit more... I think a lot more in the, 150 to 250 range. It's sounding a little bit more... There it is! It's back! Where do I go? Oh no! What's happening? This is awful! Oh my god. Alright, what I was trying to say was that I think this has more of a 150 to 250 bump in the cab sound right here. And not sure if it's going to come across well through the microphones that I have here, but I'm going to see what I can do. I'm eventually going to make a huge cab shootout, you know, trying out my different cabinets and all of this, and just compare them. But I mean, in a room like this, I think this sounds absolutely excellent. You know, the Angle Savage 60 always brings a smile to my face. Even though I had a rough start in the beginning of this video, when everything kind of, you know, just works, it all just falls into place. I don't need an additional overdrive. It's just like, it's just there, man. It just sounds so cool. So there you go. That's In The Room for you right there. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope it turns out well. And hopefully I can cut away some of that noise. All right. If you like this video, please subscribe to my channel. Maybe put a thumbs up. And maybe I'll see you next time. Or maybe this is the last video that you're going to watch because you didn't like how it turned out. And it was a lot of noise and shit. And I'm sorry for that. But you know, that's just how it is. Do you like the new microphones? Let me know in the comment section, okay? That's what we're here for, okay? Good. Bye. Thank you. Shit. Oh my god. What a fucking train wreck.